Welcome to Untethered Voice, a podcast about finding your voice and following your soul's call. I'm Kara Jones, a storyteller, guide, and total human cheeseball, and I'm sharing what I know in the only way I know how, through the hard, beautiful, awkward truth of my own experience. Here we go.
On Sundays at Skipjack's, brunch is on the menu, but it's the musicians that draw the crowds. And many come to see this one, a man who, believe it or not, can't see them.
So that is the voice of early 2000s Kara Jones. I was a news reporter. I loved telling stories about interesting people. But the bigger stations I got to, the bigger the markets, the heavier and heavier the stories got.
Cruz got here in time to save her, but the bullet severed her spine and left her paralyzed.
Until one day, I'm standing outside of this doorstep of a woman who had been killed in a five-car pileup that morning. I'm standing there in my pinstripe pants and my high-heeled shoes and my thick coat of makeup, just praying that no one answers the door. And this young woman comes out and asks me, "What happened to my mother?" Long story short, it was the worst day of my professional career and the day I knew I needed to make a change. When I would report the news, my friends would often say, "That's not you, is it? That's not your voice. That doesn't sound like you." And it didn't bother me until that day where I not only stopped sounding like myself, I stopped feeling like myself. I eventually bought a one-way ticket to Argentina. I had saved up some money and just started waking up in different hostel beds in different countries all over the world in what became a 10-month journey. And slowly, without any expectation to be anyone but me each day, I started to feel more like myself. I became a filmmaker for nonprofits. I became a coach. About a year and a half ago, I tried to start a podcast, and I had my coach voice and my tips and tricks, and it was like that news reporter voice all over again, and I hard cringed, and I just couldn't do it. Just couldn't put it out. I think creative projects come to us not because we are the person who can realize the vision of them when they first arrive, but because by continually saying yes to them, even as we cringe, we can become that person along the way. So I said yes again. Miles Davis says it takes a long time to sound like yourself. I heard Viola Davis in an interview once talking about how long it took her and how rare it is that you meet someone who's really a true expression of who they are. And she said it's so rare that when she sees it, she basks in it. It's like a portal. It takes you somewhere. And I don't think we get to becoming that portal one day. It doesn't just happen overnight. It doesn't just descend on us. It's a practice. A healer once told me, "You have a powerful soul and you have a scared little one in there that doesn't trust." I think we all have a powerful soul and these scared parts of us who are scared and are much more comfortable playing roles than being ourselves. And the way that we give these scared parts of ourselves a sense of safety is through taking small, bold action, through hitting post, record, send, one step at a time. And with each time that we don't die after having done that, those little scared parts get to relax and let more of us out. So my vision for this version of the podcast was that I was going to sit down, get myself into a meditative state, give myself one take, and just channel the divine. And I was really committed to this vision. And I am embarrassed. I can't even tell you how many takes it took me to get to these first 4 minutes. So cringing about that. But it's true. That did not happen. And it just reminds me of how important it is as we practice to love ourselves, to love ourselves like a parent would a child learning to walk. Good job, right? With each shaky leg step, you're a human being trying to find their voice. How beautiful is that? It's like we do with our kid. We have this wall in our kitchen that's just covered with her artwork from when she was just drawing those shaky little lines, those squiggly little lines, to now being able to draw faces. And we celebrate the whole thing, the whole wall. There was this one day that I was feeling especially frustrated that I was never going to be able to pull off this podcast and I sound so flat and blah, 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 blah. And I was listening to this song by Adele called The Sweetest Devotion. And these words just came out from a wiser part of myself. And maybe they're for you and me both. The sweetest devotion is to sit with the human trying to integrate the divine. Your job is not to tolerate your human self. It is to see the pure fucking beauty in it. My wiser self likes to swear. You are just as you are. Your voice is what it is, and it's the imperfect isness of it, just as it is. That is its beauty. You want to channel the divine? Learn to love your human expression. That love is the divine at work. Your divinity is not your ability to channel the divine. It is your capacity to love that fallible, shaky human self. So just keep showing up. The only way to find that truer voice is to keep loving the one you have. And so,
White pleaded guilty to drunk driving charges.
To the voice of early 2000s Kara Jones and all the ones leading up to my still untethering voice, I love you. For more true stories, practical wisdom, contemplations on showing up and being seen in your life and soul-driven work, I welcome you to my email list, where people love that I show up like a real human being. You can sign up at www.kara-jones.com. Thanks for listening.